Andrew Noblett's our first guest this morning. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. How's Ballarat this morning? Is it? It's a little bit cooler this week.
Yeah, it is. A bit cool this morning, but nice morning all the same. No wind, which is good.
Yeah, I suppose I don't want to bag Ballarat because I don't live far from Ballarat, but I will say that it gets cool through winter and that wind. So you must enjoy the summertime, do you?
Yeah, well, I haven't had much of a summer this year, but it's nice when it's warm here, but you do sort of get used to it.
You do. Okay. Well, it's a good place to train. There's plenty of people training out of there. You've got the two runners today, and I wanted to focus in because they're both in race five. Let's start with Legend of Zorro, who gets John Allen today after Jordan Childs last time, and we know Jordan's on the sidelines, but this was a really good run on the home track at Ballarat.
Yeah, I was thrilled with the run. Seemed a bit... on pace-ish all day, and he sort of got back a bit further than what we thought we would be from that gate the other day. Had to do a bit of work from there, but I thought he finished the race off really nicely, and he's in really good order.
And the barrier a little bit better today, so can the horse be ridden a little bit closer like it was on the lakeside a couple of runs ago?
Yeah, well, he just sort of had no choice the other day, so hopefully the intention was to sort of go forward the other day, but he's going to get caught out wide, so it'll be the same today. Hopefully, in the first sort of two or three, and so we can have a bit. Hopefully, can have a bit of luck.
The distance, no concern, given that Legend of Zorro won at a mile there last prep.
No, not at all. He's progressing upwards. That's what we want to get him to, up to a mile, but he's going the right way, and he's in really good shape.
The other horses, nothing wrong with her either. Tycoon Bucks coming off a Ballarat win there, and you get Ollie from a reasonably good draw today.
Yeah, she's in good form. Although she's had a few runs this time in, I thought she finished the race off really nicely the other day. Very strong through the line. Up sort of 1,500 today won't be a problem on her last couple of runs, that's for sure. So, she'll just put, hopefully there's a bit of pace there today, and she can sort of just sit behind it like she did the other day.
And she is finishing off a race as well, isn't she?
She is. She just needs everything to go well for her. We put the blinkers on last start, and I think that made a really big difference to her. She was allowed to sort of travel in the race up on the bridle and not sort of drift so far back. I thought they did the trick last start, so... second start with them today, up 100 metres, and as I said before, she's very strong through the line. So, at Ballarat, so you shouldn't think it'll be a problem for her today.
You know what the next question's going to be, don't you?
Yep, can't split them. the mayor's had a few runs in, and Legend of Zorro, I thought he was really good the other day, so they both get their chance.
See
how the race is run and the luck they get from the gates.
That's the key, isn't it? I mean, seriously, I mean, they both go there in similar form, and who gets the right run from the barriers and things like that, and they're both looking for 1,500 for a good reason.
Exactly. So, it'll just see how it pans out in the race.
We'll see. Good on you, Andrew. Good luck with both of them today.
Thank you very much. Thank